Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and it is time for the West Holmes School Report. And this week, I am speaking with Carrie Maltrich, who's the Director of Student Services for West Holmes. And welcome, Carrie.
Thanks, Melissa.
And so the last time we talked last school year, you had mentioned a fun adventure you guys were looking into, and that has come into fruition for this school year.
Yes, it has. So we started looking into the possibility of having a school facility dog here to support the staff and students, and we're happy to say that in partnership with Pilot Dogs, we now have Venti, a 2-year-old yellow lab, as part of our staff.
And so the first 4-legged staff member of West Holmes.
Yes, he is, and we hope to add some more as time goes on.
And so what are some of the responsibilities that Venti has throughout the district?
So Venti will greet the students as they're coming in the building and spend the day traveling to classrooms or being available for students who, you know, may just need a little pick-me-up. He can come down to the guidance office and ask to see Venti. He's just here to support staff and students and anyone who needs a little cheering up throughout the day.
And there is a lot of research that you talked about last year, and that is out there just in general, how positive and good it is to utilize these pets for especially children, but everybody.
Yes, he's definitely brought a lot of cheer, I guess you could say, to the building. He's helped several students who may be having a rough day or maybe some test anxiety or, you know, anything. Maybe they just need to talk to somebody. He does have his own email address, so students can just send him an anonymous email if they just need to get something off their chest. So he's been a great support system so far.
That is great that he even has his own email. Are the students utilizing that?
They are, yes.
And so he is traveling to all of the buildings, correct?
Currently, he's housed at the high school, and he has visited the middle school because that's easy for him to travel to with the handler. We haven't been to visit the elementaries yet, but we do hope to get out there and visit. And like I said, future goal would be to have at least one facility dog in each building.
And so his handler, is that somebody within the school or is that externally?
We have several staff members here at the school that are trained to be the handler throughout the school day in the guidance office and throughout the high school building.
Now, does he go home with one of them at the end
of the
school day?
He does not. No, we have a wonderful, generous host family, Kevin Hofstetter and his wife, and they have graciously adopted him as one of their own, and they bring him to work every day, and he goes home with them at the end of each day.
Well, that is fantastic. And then I'm sure it's kind of like a foster situation where you guys are helping to take care of them. They're just the housing facility.
Yep, exactly.
And so it seems like with the kids emailing and everything, that's really been a positive addition to the school.
It certainly has. We've enjoyed seeing students interact with him and come to the guidance office and ask to see him. So we know it's helping and lifting their spirits because we see it happening every day.
And is he working with some of like the special needs students and things like that as well?
We actually do have a special needs group that helps with him throughout the day, taking him outside when he, you know, needs to go outside or taking him for a walk to give him breaks, because he does, when he has his school facility dog vest on, he knows he's at work. So periodically throughout the day, he'll get to take that vest off and have a break.
Just like any human needs a break.
Correct, yeah.
Well, that is really cool, and that's a fun thing for those kids to be able to have that responsibility. That's good for them, too.
Exactly. Yep. We enjoy him a lot.
So you said you're working on trying to get one at each of the schools. I'm sure that's going to be a process. So you'll just need 2 more, basically, because of changing to just 3 buildings.
Correct, yes. And so we're working with collecting donations from our wonderful people and businesses and organizations in the community, because Pilot Dogs is a nonprofit organization that provides these dogs to schools originally they started, they are a organization that provides guide dogs to the visually impaired, and they have recently branched out into including the school facility dogs. And they do operate their nonprofit, so we are working on collecting donations to give a donation back to them for donating the dog to us.
And is there a target amount that you're trying to work towards to get the next facility dog?
Yes, we are hoping to raise $10,000. They do spend, you know, quite a bit of money and time in their breeding program and the 2 years of training that they give to these dogs. So they have a lot invested, so we're hoping to give back to them.
Definitely, that's a lot of time and work on their end for sure. And so are we getting close to the goal for the next dog?
We are probably only about a third of the way to the next dog. But
hopefully this helps get closer.
We've got generous people in the community, yes, that are helping us out.
And if somebody would like to help donate and get the next facilities dog, how would they do that?
They could just send a donation to West Holmes High School, Tension Facility Dog, and we will gladly accept those donations and get a thank you letter out to any individual who would do that.
Well, wonderful. So anybody who's looking to help West Holmes get another facility dog, you can get those donations into the school and help them work with the students. And is there anything else going on at West Holmes that we need to catch up on? That's pretty much the big news that you guys have going on there right now.
Yeah, that's the big news that I've been working on and the guidance department has been working on with, you know, help of the community, and we appreciate everybody as always.
Well, that is fantastic. So thank you for spending a few minutes talking with me and sharing what's going on with your new school facility dog, Venti.
Thank you.
That was Carrie Maltrich, the Director of Student Services for West Holmes Schools, and for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.